Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Lord, and now how sweet it is to be loved by you. And now how sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes and I wonder where would I be without you in my life. Everything was such a bore. All the things I've done, it seems I've done them before. You brightened up all of my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, Jesus. I just wanna stop and thank you, Lord. Na 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 na, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Yeah, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, yeah, how sweet it is. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Beautiful. Clap your hands for Daphne. I think you can stand to your feet at this point in time. Well, it's time for the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. And the word is called different things in the Bible, and it tells us what it really does for us, you know. In some places it's honey, some places it's like rain. But this morning I want to assure you that as the word of God comes, something good is going to happen to you.
Amen. Amen.
As the word of God comes,
yes,
it will do something good to you.
Amen.
The people on my left hand side here, can you hear me? Say amen here. Oh, are you sure you can hear me? Is the speaker here on? It's on. Are you sure? So say amen. Give me a wave. Say amen.
Amen.
Only five people. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, so you can hear. So this morning I'm saying that God is about to speak to you personally.
Yes.
It's not you as in us, plural. No. It's you as personal.
Yes. Personal.
So as the word of God comes this morning, believe that God is talking to you as if it was just you alone in this room.
Mm.
God would have said the very same things to you that you're about to hear this morning.
I believe.
Is somebody understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And that's why you ought to be excited, because the creator of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, the Alpha and Omega,
yes,
the one who created the heavens,
yes,
and the earth,
yes,
and the seas, is about to minister to,
yes,
you. Is about to speak to you.
Yes.
And he has sent to you,
hey,
one of his choicest servants,
yes,
one of his very best,
yes,
gifts, one of his most seasoned ministers. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
if you are as excited,
hey,
as I am, I want you to join me,
yes,
make a noise,
come
clap
on
your hands,
yes,
and let's welcome,
yes,
to this pulpit,
hey,
the Bishop Edwin Morgan.
Yes.
Oh, come on, make,
yes,
some noise,
yes,
child,
yes,
service.
To be in church.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hey. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a blessing it is.
Oh, yes.
for us to be together on a Sunday morning, together praising the Lord, together loving the Lord, together blessing the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And I want you to know that being here today will affect you.
Amen. I believe.
Will touch you.
Amen.
Will make you a better person.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And I ask that the Lord will grant you wisdom.
Amen.
The Lord will grant you open doors.
Amen.
The Lord will grant you understanding.
Amen.
And insight.
Amen.
Into His Word. You may be seated. I would like you to turn your Bibles this morning. I'm preaching on the same subject of give thyself wholly to God. God doesn't want you to be surprised. When you stand before Him one day, expecting Him to say, "Well done," to you, and then to hear that He's saying to you, "I never knew you." You are not the first person to walk with God. People have walked with Him for thousands of years. You have come to join. You have come with a mind to do something that many have done for thousands of years. And when you hear phrases like thousands of years, it should frighten you, because it just means a long time. And when time passes over anything, it changes. Time, day and night, it changes. Things change with time. Love changes with time. Intentions change with time. Commitments change with time. Things change with time. Because there's a law at work called the law of degeneration. The law states that things spoil with time. So the Christianity you have now is likely to be a different type of Christianity from the Acts of the Apostles 2,000 years ago Christianity. 2,000 years is not a small thing. I want to repeat something I said initially, that I'm preaching this message so that when you stand before Christ the judge one day, expecting Him to welcome you, expecting Him to say, well done, enter into my rest, when you can see hellfire crackling over the horizon, crackling, and you want to say, hear God say to you, enter into my rest. And then God says to you that, I don't know you. I don't know you. Then you cast your mind back at the outreaches you've done. The every praise to our God you have sung. Did the dancing stars dance today?
No.
They are on holiday today. It's a break. You remember the many times you were a film star. And Jesus is saying to you that he doesn't know you. Then you try to remind him that in his name you cast out devils. One day you went for an outreach, there was a madman, and you prayed, and the madman became normal. With whose power? And he still says, I don't know you. You remind him that you went to do outreach one day and you met somebody who was not well. And you prayed for the person and the person said, I'm well. With whose power? And Jesus will say, I don't know you. And the reason is that you practice lawlessness. Lawlessness, outreaches, prayer meetings, lawlessness. Which law did I break in doing outreaches? Which laws did I break in attending prayer meetings? I'm sitting in your house on a Sunday morning. What are you talking about? Which laws? Then he will take you to the main law. That you didn't obey the main law. I'm only preparing you for that day. Which law? Is it the law of the tithe? Is it the law of honor? Is it the law of seed and harvest? Which law? He said to you that all the laws you are talking about are all laws, but there's a number one law. Which is the number one law? What are you talking about? He said you practice lawlessness. You don't have respect for my laws. As I'm doing outreaches, I don't respect your laws. As I'm in the church service singing a hymn, I don't respect your law. What are you saying? Then you take them. Because all these are discussions they'll be having after Matthew 7:23. Then you say that, okay, let me show you the main law. Do you want to know the main law? The number one law. Matthew 22. 36. Master. Which is the main law? In other words, which is the great commandment in the law? Let's look at other translations of this verse. Which is the most important commandment? More. Which is the greatest commandment? Which command in God's law is the most important? Which is the greatest commandment in the law? Which is the greatest commandment in the law? Which kind of commandment is the great and important, the principal kind in the law? Which commandment in the law is greatest? And then he will answer them, take me back to the King James. He said, the commandment which is most important is that you must love the Lord. And he didn't love me. Are you aware you can't do things for somebody without loving the person? As I look back, even in my own life as a human being, I can remember people who have done things for me. It took time to realize that they didn't love me. They didn't have any love for me. Because if you love somebody, you wouldn't do certain things. Love. You see, love. Let's forget about the rest. Just love the Lord. Just love the Lord. Love. The disciples of Christ, I mean the personal disciples, didn't say much about love. It is Paul who taught on love in 1 Corinthians 13. And he said, love is patient. Love suffers long. That's love. Thou shalt love the Lord means that you must suffer long. Doesn't behave itself inappropriately. Thou shalt love the Lord means that you must behave yourself well. You must not seek your own. You must not be somebody who is easily provoked. Somebody who doesn't think evil. Because you can think evil about God. He told that story of a man, which is God himself. He gave 3 servants talents. And one had bad thoughts about the master. He said, you are a wicked man. You try to take from a place you put nothing. Yes. You'd be surprised that you'll be with people and if they reveal to you the mind they have about you, as they are smiling at you, as they are talking to you, you will collapse. So let's go back to Matthew 23, 22 because of time. He said the main commandment is that you must love the Lord. And not just love the Lord, you must love the Lord with all your heart. All your soul. All your mind. He wants relationships with people who have given themselves totally to him. Which is the relationship we had when we were in the world. You give yourself, all of yourself to the devil. This is the law. All your heart. All. Your soul. Your emotions, your will, all. God doesn't want to find that your heart is with something else. And with all thy mind. Now, this law, anybody who does not respect this law will be surprised. That God will say to you that I never knew you. When you stand before him, he wants to say to you that he knew you. That's why I'm saying to you today, one of the reasons why you can read the Bible and see a prayer somebody prayed and had an answer, and see a miracle in the Bible, and you don't seem to experience this, that the people who walked with him thousands of years ago, they walked with him in a different way. And as thousands of years are passing, your brand, your style, your way of relating with God is not the original way. Because everything changes its nature with time. You buy a dress, and after 2 years, the color has changed. Things change. The Christian life that you are living, your brand of Christianity, is not the brand God had originally with the people. So Christ told the people who came to ask him a question about marriage and divorce, he told them that from the beginning, it was not so. Things change. It's not as it was before. But even though things are changing, the word of God doesn't change. The word of God doesn't change. What God expects, God's standards don't change. Please be careful. Hellfire is waiting for you. Avoid it. Avoid it. I hope I'm talking to believers this morning. So I'm showing you how to give yourself wholly, your whole heart, your whole mind. If you read the Bible, like if it's church, then the church in the Bible is Acts. Their commitment to God, it's not the commitment we have. It's the same God. But if you read, if you open to the pages, you will discover that what you are doing is almost unrecognizable. It's different from the book of Acts. I mean, you see from the point, I didn't want to even recap. I wanted to just move to the next point. But let me show you a few of the things in the Bible that yours is different. Like, let me pick one. Like, let's say point number 3. Give yourself wholly to God by building all your friendships around Christ. If you read the church in Acts, there was nothing like, I mean, all their relationships were around the church and Christ. They were together. That's why the verse is there. This verse is in the Bible. Acts 2. They were together. I mean, there was nothing like you are a Christian and then you are also with some unbelievers. All their friendships were around God and Christ. It was a commune. It was a commune. So you realize that yours has changed. Your brand of Christianity is on. It doesn't exist in the Bible. The fourth point. Building your activities around Christ. Thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul. This is it. I don't want to go into these points. Let's continue. Let me preach. Point number 10. Is it number 10? So Paul picked from Christ's words in Matthew 22:36, and he told Timothy, That give yourself fully. God is not somebody you give a part of yourself to. God is not somebody you give yourself a part of yourself, like you are sharing God with something else. If you really intend to be with God, let me tell you, young men and young women, either you are with God or you are not with Him. If you are with Him, it's all. That's why he told him in 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate on these things. Think about the things I'm saying. Think about the message. And if you intend to walk with God, give yourself wholly, completely, totally. That's what I'm showing. I'm showing you how to give yourself wholly to God. And number 10 is that you give yourself wholly to God by using your body for honorable and holy use. Holy purposes. By using your body for only holy and honorable purposes. Holy and honorable purposes. You can't use part of your body for the devil and part of your body for God, to God. You can. It's all your body. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When you are walking with God, you are not only walking with God. In fact, a lot of what will happen to your spirit, which is the original contact you make with God, the part of what will happen to your spirit depends on what you do with your body. I'll say it again. Your initial contact with God is with your spirit. When you are changed, when you meet God, when you get born again, your spirit is what is born again. Now, a lot of what will happen to your spirit will be determined by what you do with your body. You can do something with your body and pollute your spirit. So there is nothing like being with God and your body is a separate matter. No. Your body is a source. Your body contributes to your spirit. If your spirit is pure, it's pure because of what you did with your body. So there's a connection between your body and your spirit. We get born again with our spirit. Why is God interested that we present your bodies? What you do with your body matters. What you do with your body matters. Who touches your body matters. I'm saying that your relationship with God has to do with your body as well. where you sit with your body. Like if I'm sitting down now, I've sat with my body. This is my body. My spirit hasn't sat. And where you sit it matters. Where you were sitting last night has affected your spirit. Psalm 1 verse 1 says, blessed is the man. God is interested in where you sit, where you stand. Blessed is the man. That sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Where you walk is of interest to God. I'm preaching on give yourself wholly. A Christian should be mindful of where you walk and who you walk with. And it's not just where you sit or where you walk, where you stand. It's of interest to God. It's affecting your relationship. Where was your body last night? Where was your body on Friday? Where will your body be this afternoon? What will you be doing with your body? I'm saying that your body is a part of your sacrifice. It's not just your money. It's not just a cow. It's not just a goat. Your body is also a part. What you do with your body determines your sacrifices. A Christian doesn't just sit anywhere. No, 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 no. You can't just say, oh, there's a party. Your classmate is celebrating his 16th birthday party. And you've been invited. When you go and you sit down, you should be able to feel the atmosphere. If there is sin in the atmosphere, you must carry your body away, because you are relating with God with your body. It's not an unimportant part. Where you sit, where you stand, where you walk is part of your Christian life. Maybe nobody has told you, but I'm telling you today, I said, where you sit, it's very important. There are chairs called the seat of the scornful. People who laugh at churches, who laugh at pastors, who laugh at God. And you are there with them as if you are with them. Then when you finish, you close. Then you step out and you polish your face and join Christians. You are a betrayer. You are a Judas. And your end will not be a good end. Your end will not be a good end. A lot of things we do, they take a long time. If sometimes we live our entire 90-year-old life without experiencing the consequences, because they are left for your son to experience, because your son's life is a part of your life. When I give birth, my child's life is not detached from my life. It's a part of my life. That's why the white man doesn't mind dying when he is building a dam or is building something and he falls and dies. He doesn't care, because once his child is alive, his child's life is his life. But the black man doesn't think that way. Yeah. They go to space. They sit on planes. The planes fall into the sea. They do some investigation. They find, oh, there was some transponder or some sensor which was spoiled. The next plane, they corrected. 40 have died. It's okay. Their children are living their lives. Some of you are living the life of your mother who has died. your grandfather, because even when God is punishing, he doesn't punish you alone. He punishes you with your child and your child's child to the third and fourth generation. Be very careful. What you do with your body matters. If you want to give yourself wholly to God, you can't drink what people are drinking. Daniel and his friends, I'm saying that the 6,000 years that have come to pass, it's changed. What you call Christianity is an unbeliever's life. Fully, many of you are full unbelievers who attend church on Sundays and know the pastor. That's all. But you are actually an unbeliever. Daniel said, no, we'll not eat this food. You are grooming us to look fresh. That's no problem. You give us herbs. After 1 month, just check to see how we are doing. But we won't eat this. They were standing at a place, they were a big park like Independence Square, bigger than Independence Square. The whole of Babylon was there. They were bowing down to bow. They said, we won't bow. We don't bow to such things. I mean, my waist, the muscles will not bow to bow. When my body is bowing, it bows to God. I don't bow to idols. What are you doing with your body? What are you doing with your body? What do with your body? We come to church, we lift our hands, we are worshiping the Lord. The Lord is good, God gracious and mighty, and so on. But what I mean, your fingers, what have your fingers touched? I mean, some of you boys here have touched girls. Yeah. Listen, don't make cut. I'm talking to you. A girl who's not married to a little girl, an area girl, a loose girl that every boy is sleeping with. You too, you've gone to touch her breasts and touch her things and touch her body and touch down things with your fingers. You are not pure. Your eyes are a part of your body. What you look at is a use. You use your body by how you use your eyes. Yes. Job said, I have signed an agreement with my eyes. I've signed an agreement with my eyes. Not my hands, not my legs, not my penis, with my eyes. My eyes. I will not look at certain things. I will not use my eyes to watch certain movies. I will not use my eyes to watch pornography. I've signed a pact with my eyes. I know nobody is telling you these things. So I'm telling you clearly that the Christianity that this a person was working with God. He said, I have made an agreement with my eyes. If you are not ready to live it, just know that you are bound for hell. I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. Somebody has married his wife. He has two children. And you have also going to join the arrangement. And now the man doesn't use all his money for his wife and children. He gives you some. You buy handbag. You buy a wig. You buy nails. You do this. You buy shoes. You give offerings. You use it for Uber. You pay tithes and all that. Your fingers are part of your body. The fact that you will use your fingers to hold money that a child has been deprived of. You are not guiltless. Some of you are in the office, you do deals with your mates, your colleagues. You do deals. Some of you actually steal. Some of you are thieves. You use your fingers. Listen. Talking about our work with God. It's not outside the use of our body. You can't come and say, oh, my spirit worships the Lord. My soul praises the Lord. My this. No. Your body, it's also what you touch, what you hold, what you allow to touch you. It's only your husband who must touch certain parts of your body, not this man. Romans 6 verse 13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And your members, when we say members, we mean your ear, your eye, your body part. Your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. You can't just do what you want to do with your body. You can't just sin with your body. Yield your members, your body parts. What kind of music enters your ear? Because your tympanic membrane is part of your body. Remember, what music do you listen with your ears? Young boys and girls it's not even for money. Not for money, just for pleasures, just fornicating. Some of you guys sitting here, you are active sexually. Some of you girls sitting here, you are saying, I'm just telling you that you can't do that. The only time you are allowed to have sex with somebody is when you are married. And if you are a girl, you marry a man, you don't marry another woman. Even if the government, even if the country allows it, God's word doesn't allow it. So if you are a girl here and you are falling in love with another girl, rearrange yourself and start being an usher or a dancing star to just purge yourself, and then see the bishop. He will give you some three guys to choose from. They are abominations. Abominations. It's an abomination that your mother's, she broke up with your father and she has married again. That man is not your biological father. Don't allow that man to be touching your breast here and there. It's wrong. Then when you go on vacation, say you are visiting your mother, but your mother's husband is also your boyfriend. Put point number 10 on the screen. You give yourself wholly to God by using your body for only holy and honorable Your thumb should not touch the Aviator app. Yeah, a Christian doesn't gamble. Even if the girl holds your hand and puts your hand inside her brassiere to touch her breast, withdraw your hand and withdraw yourself. Let your body please God. Let your body please God. I'm saying that one day you will stand before Jesus and he will say to you that, I can't recognize you. I don't know what you are talking about. A church's doctrine is not even our guide. If it happens to flash with the Bible, that's why you must read your Bible. Read your Bible. I mean, can you imagine if this church allows married men to have two other girlfriends? Then I have also joined. No. No. Based on doctrine, no. No. This is the primary word. We are guided by the Bible. Anything, any word I'm preaching which is not in the Bible, throw it away. That is why you must know the Bible to know the Bible. You must know the Word of God in order to know the Word of God. You can't just be there and anybody just speaks into your life. What I'm preaching, you should know it. When you don't study the Word of God yourself, you open up yourself to heresies, because things change. Things change. You will be in a church, you see that the pastor himself has fallen in love with you. The pastor himself. Hey, this is his wife. But he has fallen in love with you. He wants to sleep with you. If you don't know your word, you may think that God has favored you. You may consider it a breakthrough. Not every breakthrough is a breakthrough. Read your Bible. We did that last week. The Word of God. Obey it. Read it and obey it. Number 11. I've got some few minutes. You give yourself wholly to God by not living by worldly standards as a Christian. By not living by worldly standards. Write it in English. Very good. Very good. You can't be here. And your standards, here there are standards. That's it. There are things we do, there are things we don't do here. And the world also has its standards. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And do not. Do not be conformed to this world. We will discuss the other one later. A verse can have three parts. A verse can have two parts. So we are just looking at the first part. Yes. That's the first part. Don't be conformed. There is, many of you don't know. You are confused. You have mixed up the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world. But David said, the kingdoms of our world, of the world, have become the kingdom of our God and his Christ. The world outside there is a kingdom. And if you are here in God's kingdom, if you are born again and you are in God's kingdom, you cannot be conformed. Conformed. Now I really like that. One beautiful thing about the Bible is even the choice of words. The choice of words. And one of such words is conform. It's a beautiful verse. It's a beautiful word. You see, there are some dresses. They are elasticated. When a man wears it, you see that if it is brown and the man's skin is brown, you won't even know whether he's naked up. Because the material takes the shape of the man's chest and muscles. Like this type of lycra dresses girls wear. Is it lycra? Bodycon. Bodycon. Mm-hmm. Bodycon. Like when you wear it, it attaches itself to your body. So when you go to town, you see that a lot of girls wear bodycon. You don't need, when a girl is wearing that type of dress, you don't need to see the girl naked. I mean, the shape is what she, a lot of what the girls are wearing now, you won't know the shape of the girl. Because the dress is a free dress, it's a flowing dress. Maxillical type of open dress. It's, you can't tell the hips or the body or the stomach, it's just flowing. But there are some dresses that conform. You see, the word conform is from a Latin word. The con is a Latin word which means with or together. Con. And then form. So the form, if the world is pyramidal, you the Christian, you are also pyramidal. The standards of the world. You sit in church with the mind of politicians about the church. You sit in church and your mind about the church is how unbeliever journalists are writing about the church. You are also sitting at the back of the church with the same mind. You are conformed. The world doesn't respect God. You also don't respect God. The world doesn't respect the church. They don't respect the church. If you see the world hobnobbing with a church or a pastor. See, it means they are looking for vote. As we are going towards elections, you see in the news, you see politicians are waving handkerchiefs in the church. Go to Presby, they go to EP Church, they go to whatever, wave their handkerchiefs, and simple-minded Christians are screaming because an important politician has come to the church. They come to disrupt the entire service. They don't have even one. In fact, the bodyguard sitting in his car, as he has left with white kaftan, the bodyguard in his car is wearing amulets and juju things around his waist. He has no respect for church because he knows that most of the churches are full of fools. Anyway, the pastors don't even have this. No politician will come here, this church, to wave a handkerchief. Then it means I'm dead. If you are a I'm telling you, if you come here, sit down. We are preaching. I'll just say, oh, the MP of the Ododo constituency is here. Shall we clap our hands? And you get, because we must honor you, but you will not get a microphone to speak. Our service is now timed. Standards are unbeliever standards. Unbelievers have no problem. This is my wife and this is my girlfriend. You're also in the church. You are in the church. Your wife is with the children at the I church. You are in the girl. You are eyeing that chorister. You are texting her. This chorister, the second girl this year. But by December, you do quartet. Standards, the standards are that if you are at the back and your wife is at the I church with the two children, that's it. All these girls are your friends. That's all. There's no girl you are sexually involved with. See, if I was sexually involved with a girl in this church, I won't be able to preach this message. Like, when I get to this point, I just say, don't be conformed and let your mind about politics be that same. And then the next point number 13, say amen. Yes, a believer must also pay tithes and give to God and help us to build the church. No, but I'm preaching to you that you can't be in the church and be sleeping with another girl when your wife is there. Unbelievers do it. The MDs of places, that's how they live their lives. Most of these companies, when they say they are going for retreats and what seminars and whatever in hotel, they go, it's a sex party. People get their jobs from all kinds of things they do. You can't join them. You are going to hell. He doesn't know this type of Christian. Why you are a radio presenter? Because you slept with the owner of the station. It's not like that. No, you can't. You are a top actor. We honor you. Not only that, you get your roles by being the homosexual partner of the producer. No. If it means you must never get a role, so be it. Start selling iron rods. That's all. We'll gather money and give you capital. Oh, yeah. When you get the profit, we get it back. Never bow down to a man demanding sex before he give. Like in this church, the soloist must be Bishop Corbin's girlfriend. He must sleep with you before you get to sing a song. Or if you are in the choir, to sing the lead, he must be... I must meet you in a hotel first and assess your voice. It's the world. The world does it. The world, that's how they are. That's how people get jobs. People get positions. That's how they are living there. You can't do it here as a Christian. With respect. Even when they were taken to Nebuchadnezzar, they spoke with respect. He said, we are careful to answer you. We really respect you. We are careful. But in the matter of bowing, we are not careful to talk to you about this, Father. That we don't do such things. Today's Christian has no values. There's nothing you stand for. So you fall for everything. When you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. But the point I'm making, it's not about standard or falling. I'm talking about Jesus will say, I'm trying to let you know that you can be deceiving yourself as you sit here. The world will not employ an avowed Muslim and play with his Friday morning or Friday noon. Yeah. But you, they can tell you to go to work on Sundays. I mean, tell me, where have you seen anybody playing with a Muslim's Friday afternoon? You are there. Oh, I like the word. Conform. Conform. Look. When God sees you and your form, how you do your things, you got your money the way unbelievers get their money. Something which costs 3 cedis. You say it is 30 cedis. That is how they are getting their money there. That's how they can make a road which doesn't last 1 year. I went to Winneba and I used a road, Aguna Swedru Road, going through towards Kaswa. Those fresh road, potholes. Because if the bitumen has to be 3 inches, Mr. Civil Engineer, what's the thickness of the bitumen you use for a typical, is it a feeder road or? Feeder? I don't understand the feeder. Please come and tell us. Come. It's not a grade one. Grade one road is N1. Yeah, but let's say this road that is being made now from OEB, Adenta Barrier to Dodua. What's the thickness of the bitumen which must be used?
Usually 3 to 4 inches. Yeah, or five. More, at most five.
Do you use 3 inches? Do you use 3 inches? Say it again. 3 inches. 3 inches.
4 inches. At most five.
So the bitumen. Show me 3 inches. 3 inches is... Yeah, like this.
Minimum.
Yes. Like this. They use paintbrush and they brush the road with bitumen and they pour gravel. Is that not what you do? Jesus said, but it must not be so with you. It must not be so. He said the people of this world, that's how they live their life. But it must not be so with you. Be not conformed. Anytime the shape of your life is the shape of how the world people live their lives. Look, today's Sunday, there are crass unbelievers sitting in churches. Wicked men, murderers, are sitting in churches with clubs. And you have gone to join them by also appearing in church once a week. Join them. You appear in church once a week. You have no relationship whatsoever with, there's nothing. When in the book of Acts, they met daily. Find the scripture in Acts 2 or so. They met daily in the temple and from house to house. You haven't even heard it before. Yours is just appearance on Sundays. And they continuing daily. That's why I told you, things change with time. This, the original church is the verse we are reading. This is how they did their church. So this is evangelical church, lighthouse church, Makane church, apostolic church, Pentecost church. When you use the word church, this is it. Every day. In the temple, from house to house. So your brand of submarine Christianity, it is wonderful. But what you don't know is that when you make the world your friend, James 4:4. Ye adulteress. I'm sorry you can't see the words well, but one day we'll have LED screen. Tell your neighbor, you can't behave anyhow and be here. You can't. It's not allowed. You can't. If you are behaving anyhow, then you are not part of this kingdom. Ye adulteress and adulteresses. How can a road that is 1 year, 6 months, have potholes? And when you are passing by the potholes, look carefully at the thickness of the bitumen. You will see that it's not the 3 inches the engineer. It's an engineer standing there. It's an engineer, highways engineer. Is it highways or which ways? How? But that's how they get their money. You see them in Dubai. You see them building things and flying. The source of the money is bitumen money. They are building to a substandard. And the sad part of it is that it's not even that if it costs thousands, they are just going to keep it at 1,000 and just use 250 Ghana. They will say 250 and cost it 10,000. It's wicked people. And you join them as a Christian. You sell electrical cables. What you say is 100 meters. It's 98. And in the 2 meters, if you sell 200 reels, 200 times 2 is 400. You have creamed off 2 meters from each one. And you've come to park your Mercedes Benz outside. As a believer, you are a thief. You are a thief. But the point today, look, everybody say, I never knew you. That's all. You can title the message, I never knew you. There's another title, I never knew you. Yeah. Ye adulteress and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is that not will be, or is likely to be, or is in danger of becoming, and if it's not careful, you will become, or should be on guard because you are ultimately going to be. No. If you are a friend of the world, you is. A lot of us here sitting in the church, you are an enemy of God. You are God's enemy. You are God's enemy. That this is your wife and you have no problem sleeping with this woman because her dress is golden. Which is how your colleagues at in the banks, in the hospital, doctors are sleeping with their nurses. Some are even sleeping with their patients. And you are in the church. God has given you a wife with hair. Not all women have hair. You have a wife with hair. You are still chasing some golden brown girl. Say standards. Standards. The world, they don't pay tithes. When a non-believer gets money, he has got money. There's nothing like, what nonsense is that? You take 10% for which nonsense idea is that? You two, you are in the church, you call tight nonsense. You are an enemy of God. The Paul said that there are many who walk among you, but are actually enemies of God. Find the scripture for me. Find that verse. They walk among you as something, but are enemies of God. As I've said, you should even be looking into your Bible to check. You have no interest in scriptures. That's it. The Bible doesn't mean anything to you. The Bible is like Japanese manuscript. Yes. Philippians 3:18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, as I'm saying it, I'm even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Can I have another translation as I end? Another translation. Translation, sir. For I've told you often before, and I say it again, with tears in my eyes, that there are many who walk along the Christian road. They are with us as Christians who are really enemies of the cross of Christ. And some of you sitting here, you are an enemy of the cross of Christ. Your standards, your value system, this man sitting here is this woman's husband. Forget about who he has, man. Let him see your ring. Yes. You can't be sitting behind him and desiring to be his sexual partner. You must have standards. You must have values. There are standards. We must have standards of excellence for the church. We can't run a church the way the world runs businesses. We can learn some leadership ideas or some principles of whatever, but the church is the house of God over whom the Holy Ghost has made us overseers. It is his voice we'll hear, and that voice guides us. I came to warn you. I came to warn you. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. It doesn't take much at all to be an enemy of God. Just become a friend of the world. It's the same as an enemy of God. You don't need to be a juju man or insult God or curse God. No, just be a worldly person. Many of us are worldly people. Your standards, the music you listen to, the dresses you wear, where you go, your friends, your discussions, even your opinions, your things about God, they are worldly standards. And that alone makes you an enemy of God. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Lift your hands and ask the Lord. You can't be here, you are a crook. Diverting goods. Swindling people of their money. Say you are selling something. The person pays the money. You are a Christian with cloth in the church. Cloth. You wear cloth in the church. You have a business. You want to employ a Christian sister. She has to sleep with you and be quiet. And you are in the church. You sit at the back. Your wife is in front. Lift your hands and pray. And ask the Lord to deliver you from worldly thinking. Next week, we are going to the mind. God willing. God, next week is a mind. Lift your hands and pray if you can. Pray. Reketo shada bala mantevelia, likato shani malaka telebrenia kabalia, antala vasola vanima, lima so paladia, lina ne sheketa la vrandebe, likato shane mayanda malantia, intalaba, radika sola vanima tala baliandele.
Oh, I say you can't be here and be an unbeliever. You can't. You can't be here and you're an unbeliever. You can't. You can't be here and you're an unbeliever. Your standards, your ideas, your thought, your ways. It's just worldly ways. Worldly ways. You can't. Lift your hands and pray. Ask the Lord to deliver you.
Lord, deliver me. Aliado shane mayakadaba. Reketo shane mayantala mama maya. Ikele besona maya. Imalea sekataya baha. Radeke sona maya dalaba. Entelema. Deliver me, Lord. Akalama shena maya. From conforming to this world. Mako shanena lava. Radika sopalade. Entemo santema. Antema liante paladiante begede. Radika sola.
You just sleep with Eriha. Anybody. Let me repeat this.
I want to emphasize. Those of you who are into arbitrary sex. Casual sex. Is a better. Whether married or unmarried, you can't. And in the same way, at this age, you must desire to marry. A man at this age who is not marrying is also on. It's a worldly way of life. You know, when I was getting married, I was 26. I had just finished final year. First part. Final year was in two parts. Medical school, part one, part two. I had finished part one. And I was going to part two, 1 year. To finish and become a doctor. So it was between the part one and the part two that I got married. So I married, was wearing my ring, and I was also a medical student in final year. A Christian brother, actually a former Christian, he was the SU president or something in St. Augustine's. Came to medical school and just was floored by nurses. He still hasn't recovered. He was a super believer. He called me. He said, you know, this step you are taking, I think it's too premature. I said, well, why? He said, no, you must take your time. You must take your time. There are girls around. You know, have female relations, even with these nurses. And later in life, you will know who to really marry. I was listening to a devil talking to me. I told him, thank you for your advice. And that was what he was doing. It's later he got married. But you see, the will of God for me is different from the will of God for somebody. Today, he's alive. He can turn around and come to God. Not everybody even gets to live to turn around. I said, I am going to final year. I'm traveling to Rotterdam, Amsterdam. My wife is in, I said, my wife, the girl I want to marry is in London. I'm going to spend some time in London. I've not seen this girl for 1 year. I can't go and disgrace myself. No. I told my mother, I want to marry. I landed in London on Thursday. Saturday, we're signing. Sunday evening, we're on a ferry across the channel to Europe. 30 years ago. And the mercy of God has still kept me as I'm standing here. Hear my English well. I have talked about, I'm talking about standards. And in describing the standards, I've talked about men who just have sex casually and girls who just have sex anyhow. But now, let me land properly and talk about guys who don't want to marry. It smells of worldliness that you are making no effort to even get a beloved. You are not concerned that at your age you are not marrying. It is also I'm talking to choristers who don't want to marry. And some time ago, we'll direct these statements at the guys. But as we've come wise, I see there are girls like you who have no interest in marriage. How do we know? Because you can't make stew. You can't bake a cake. You can't bake bread. You can't clean your father's room. You can't keep a home. It shows that at your age, marriage is not on your mind. And it is also you are a slay queen. Yeah, there are slay queens in the system. You are a slay queen. Any girl who can't bake, who can't cook, who, you see, we don't just marry. Sometimes we'll say the guys don't approach the girls because we are not marrying you. That's why you are not married. But it's not true. Yes, it's not true. There are girls who make themselves unmarriageable. Like as you are coming to church, you should have had some pancakes in your bag. You are fried. You come and get one. Even Bishop Kobe, get some pancakes. Reverend Akins. And then you add two guys. Cinnamon-flavored pancakes. Most of these girls, from the front to the back, they cannot bake even an egg. To bake an egg. Useless. Which man in his right mind will bring a girl like you into his house? He will bring you, but after 3 months, he'll be chasing something else because you are a useless girl. You are a useless girl.
one day you are coming to church, you can't pack some lunch and say that after church, you and Sydney and Michael are going to the mood changing to sit down, and you open every day. Obianwa, sausage, sausage, kenke. When will you bring your packed lunch? Nicole, I'm asking you, when will you bring your packed lunch? All these are what my wife, when she was 16, what? When my pastor gets guests, preachers from America, she's the one who caters. 16. She organizes hotels, organizes protocol to carry them from hotel, the lunch, supper. 16 la. When I was 18, I was baking cakes. 18. I'll be in the kitchen, mix this, and make a very, very spongy Madeira cake. Oh, what a generation. What a generation. What a generation. As you want your black and white and red, what can you cook? If I marry you right now, it's hunger project. UN hunger project. Now because of you, I must be chasing girls. Standards. In the kingdom of God, girls, 12 years, you are making stew. It's burning. By 13, by 14, you know how to make the soup. By 21, we can hand over your father and your brothers to you. Your mother can travel to Nyantala for 2 weeks and you will take, you sort your father out. What type of useless girls do we have now? I'm sorry, the time is up. Lift your hands. Look for the nearest guy, especially those who have beards, and ask them, when will you marry? Find them. When? Any guy with a beard around, look for them. Or this type of, what do you call this one? On the chin. Goatee. Look for them. They are around. Find them. When will you marry? Girls, come. They are sitting here. They are here. Behind the keyboard. Drums. When? They are there. Go and ask them when they will marry. Give thyself holy. Never marry a girl who cannot prepare basic lasagna. Basic. Benkuna. With pepper. With chimeko. With chajene. Even your onions, the way you cut the onions, it shows you are a bush girl. It shows you are a villager. How you slice the onions, that's a way. That's a way. There is a way. Lift your hands and let's close the service. Ask the Lord to deliver you from worldly standards. Worldly dressing,
worldly attire, worldly style, worldly blouse. Your look at your breast is showing left and right. Worldly, ask, lift your hands and pray, Lord, deliver me. Worldly standards, standards. Every dress you wear, your buttocks must show. With your panty line. To seduce unsuspecting men. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
Every eye closed, every head bowed. You are here today. You are not born again. You only say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I mean, it's getting serious. I realize that I'm lost. I'm just wasting my life. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be serious. If you are here like that, lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Yes, lift your hand. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Lift your hand high, high, high above your head. Father, we thank you. Lift your hand high. You want to receive Jesus. Lift your hand high. Father, we thank you. Yes, yes. I can see part of it, but lift it high, high. Pastor, we thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful. We surrender our lives to you. We love you. If your hand is up, if you've raised your hand, please come. Come, come to me here. Come, 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 come to me. Come.
His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow healing. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat. Come running, come running, come running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your cover. His blood will flow.
Let's watch my. Lift your two hands. Lift it up. Please, I beg you, lift your hands up and cry to God with me. Say, Heavenly Father,
Father,
I'm lost.
I'm lost.
I'm lost.
I'm lost.
In this sinful world.
In this sinful world.
I realize I'm a sinner.
I realize that I'm a sinner.
And it's not good for my life.
And it's not good for my life.
That's why I've come to you.
That is why I've come to you.
You've drawn me close.
You've drawn me close.
So today.
So today.
I'm responding well.
I'm responding
I
well.
I say to you, Lord.
I say to you, Lord.
I'm dirty.
I am dirty.
My soul is dirty.
My soul is dirty.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to you.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
I will obey you.
I will obey you.
I'm starting a new life.
I'm starting a new life.
As a believer.
As a believer.
As a Christian.
As a Christian.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are my Master.
You are my Master.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm starting this life.
I'm starting this life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You see the pastor who is waving a hand. Yes, she's a pastor in charge of people like you who give their lives to Christ. She takes care. She prays with you. She will share scriptures with you. She will advise you. She will answer your questions. So don't play with her. She's very important. Please go to her now. Keep clapping for them. As you are clapping, we are also welcoming our pastor to close the service. Clap your hands.
What a blessing.
Clap your hands. Let's welcome our pastor to close the service.
Come on, let your hand clap be proper.
Yes. Yes.
Let your hand clap be proper.
Yes. What a blessing.
Clap your hands properly.
Yes.
beautiful. What a beautiful message. What a beautiful message. I don't know how many churches in the world still hear the gospel and the Bible like this. I'm telling you that you are hearing some really vintage stuff. I'm telling you. You are hearing messages which you will not easily hear anywhere else. And you ought to be grateful to God that your ears are hearing these things. Clap your hands. Some of you, but for a message like this, you can't. Listen. Many of you young people, the types of messages that we, the pastors, preach these days, they don't do anything to you. They are too soft, too mild, too watered down, too masked, too diluted. You need this strong. Some of you, but for this, your life would have been destroyed. But for this. There are some husbands here. This is the only thing that is able to minister to you. So we bless God that He has sent us the medicine that we need.
Yes.
The medicine that we need.
It's good for us.
The medicine that we need. Bishop, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah. God bless you. Amen. Some of you, this message should be on repeat the whole week to cure you of certain sicknesses. Yes. Cure you of certain sicknesses. When your sugar daddy calls and the message is playing. God, otherwise, nothing else is able to stop you. Take out your communion this afternoon, quickly. What a blessing. I've really enjoyed the message. Really enjoyed the message. Can't do with your body what you want. You can't conform to the standards of the world. Fit into the standards of the world. How the world makes its money. Lift up your bread. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat it,
as I eat it,
I receive strength and grace.
I receive strength and grace
to stand up to the world.
To stand up to the world
and be a friend of God only.
And be a friend of God.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Lift up the blood, the cup. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus.
Say, as I drink it.
As I drink it.
Say, as I drink it.
As I drink it.
I receive strength in my body.
I receive strength in my body.
Say, as I drink it.
As I drink it.
I receive strength in my soul.
I receive strength in my soul.
To turn my back on the world.
To turn my back on the world.
And become a friend of God.
And become a friend of God.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. And now lift up your two hands. I declare now that you are receiving strength.
Amen.
You are receiving strength.
Amen.
Appetites are drying up.
Jesus. Amen.
Appetites.
Yes.
Appetites.
Yes.
There's a young lady, you have an appetite for married men. It is leaving you now.
Amen.
It's leaving you now.
Amen.
It's leaving you now.
Amen.
Married man has an appetite for people who are not your wife. It's leaving you now.
Amen.
By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are being set free, released
yes,
to turn away from those things.
Amen.
And to give yourself wholly to God.
Yes. Yes.
Receive power to give yourself
holy. I receive it.
Receive power to give yourself
holy. I receive it.
Father, we thank you
yes.
for the body and for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the power that flows into our lives.
Yes. Yes.
When we remember the sacrifice of Jesus
my God,
Christ
my God.
Through the communion, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus and you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.